Hello, I'm John Pello, CEO of the Canadian Council of Christian Charities. Welcome to another podcast from my blog, Christian Leadership Reflections, which can be found at ccc.org/john. Today's podcast is entitled Loving Teamship, Loving Your Team Leader. This is the last in a series about loving teamship that started with loving your teammates and then loving your team. It is also the flip side of the post Loving Leadership that talked about leaders loving their staff members. It may seem strange to talk about loving the team leader, especially because that love is focused on one person, while all the other posts talk about loving an entire class of people or a group. But Jesus commanded us to love one another, so why would the team leader be excluded from those we are to love? Hebrews 13:17 is a good starting point for this topic. It includes some very practical advice about how you should relate to your leaders, which the biblical author points out is in your own best interest to follow. He says, "Have confidence in your leaders and submit to their authority, because they keep watch over you as those who must give an account. Do this so that their work will be a joy, not a burden, for that would be of no benefit to you." Restated, the key point is, let your team leaders lead, because when their work is a joy, yours will be too. You can have confidence in them and submit to them because they in turn are accountable to someone over them, perhaps a board or an overseer, and always ultimately to God Himself. It is a lot easier to say, yes, we should love our leaders, in the plural, than it is to say, so I should love my leader, a particular person, because it is easier to love people in abstract than to love a specific human being with specific traits and in a specific scenario. Team members should keep in mind that Christian leaders are as fallible as they are. We all do the best we can, earnestly desiring to grow more like Jesus every day. So I understand that it can be hard to love your leader. It can also be hard to love your neighbor, but that doesn't give us an excuse not to. The power differential in an employment relationship does present some potential obstacles to loving your leader, and these do need to be dealt with when they arise. One of these I've already posted about, and more will come in future posts, but on the topic of demonstrating love for your leader, here are some basic ideas to start with. The best way to show love for a leader, aside from what you would do for any other person, is to help the leader lead. There are several specific ways a team member can do this. Pray for them. Pray that the leader would be sensitive to the Holy Spirit, for God's blessing on their leadership, and that you would be helpful to the leader as you work together to accomplish the ministry's mission. Don't forget to pray that you too would be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Offer your suggestions. Leaders love suggestions. While leaders should have lots of ideas, they are not the only ones to whom the Lord gives vision and ideas. Suggestions are always welcome because it shows that team members are really thinking about the organization and not just their jobs. This indicates that they are engaged in the mission. It reinforces the "we're in this together" attitude, which really builds team spirit. It also shares the burden of being creative. It is one thing to do what has already been thought about. It's quite another to think about what hasn't already been done. And it shows that you are creative, and that is good for your career if you aspire to a leadership role. You can support the organization's values. Leaders are particularly concerned with maintaining a healthy team, so team dynamics are very important to them. Leaders would love it if every staff member were a perfect model of the organizational and team values in action, because then life would be much easier for everyone. Not working by the values creates all kinds of problems, and leaders would rather capitalize on opportunities than fix problems. As Peter Drucker famously wrote in Managing for Results, "Results are obtained by exploiting opportunities, not by solving problems. All one can hope to get by solving a problem is to restore normality. Don't be a problem." Be flexible. Maybe a task requires you to stay a little late. Perhaps something pops up and you have to set a project aside temporarily. Leaders try not to disrupt workflow, but when something happens that they feel requires a team member to make an adjustment, be accommodating. That makes life much easier for the leader, who will always appreciate a flexible employee. An employee who says yes more than no will always be more highly valued because they provide the leader with more options. Do your very best. Check your work and do it right the first time. Eliminate rework. There simply is no excuse for doing less than what you are capable of. Your job or the task you've been assigned is never done until it is correctly done. In some cases, your work must be perfectly done, and in others, just well done is enough. Perfectionism can be costly, and sometimes good enough is good enough. Be sure to get guidance on what level of perfection is needed from you. Own your own personal and professional development. Every employer should have an annual development plan for each staff member, but whether they do or don't, you should have one for yourself. If they won't pay for a course you think you need, then pay for it yourself for your own benefit. If they don't appreciate your development efforts, someone else will. Employers love staff who are continuous learners. If you have done nothing to upgrade your skills within the last 5 years, you are likely very close to being obsolete. I've been told by someone working in technology that if he stopped reading technical journals, he would be obsolete in less than 6 months. If you think you are too old to learn something new, you have decided to sideline yourself. If you think that you finally graduated from college last year and are done with learning, your future looks bleak. Be a continuous learner. And extend your leader's leadership throughout your work area. I've already discussed this in the ripple effect of leadership, so here I'll just remind team members that the board chose the senior leader as the person best suited to lead the organization to achieve the ministry's mission, and the senior leader chose the best available people to serve as other leaders to help him or her do that. The best thing you can do is extend your leader's influence as far as you can. Leaders work hard to get the whole team to pull together as one unit to get the job done. Whatever you can do to help create unity will only help the leader move the whole organization or department forward. These ideas all come together in this piece of advice. The best way to love your team leader is to exercise leadership yourself in tune with theirs. God bless.